This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Then you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in whatever way that you feel is appropriate with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And once again, that toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have been, for those of you just tuning in, talking about the zombie nativity scene that is offending some people in Sycamore Township, Ohio, where Fox 19 was reporting on Jason Dixon, who is also a haunted house producer. He does the 13 Rooms of Doom, as they're called.
Rooms of Doom!
And now he's doing his 65-square-foot zombie nativity scene, which, according to the town ordinances, it's illegal to have such a thing if it's over 200 square foot. But yet the town is coming at him with $500 a day in fines anyway. And he has yet to take said display down. Mark, you said he's actually doing fundraising to cover the fines while he takes this thing to court. And hopefully he will be victorious and have his fine money returned to him, and then some. You know, I'd like to see the government pay him some restitution for the inconvenience of having to spend time and likely money on an attorney or whatever to actually go to court to fight to retain whatever semblance of property rights we might have left. Of course, anybody who's listened to the show for a short period of time has heard us talk about how you don't really even have property rights, given that if the government wants to take your property from you, if you don't pay them their annual rent or biannual rent, then they'll just take your property.
Or they want to build a highway through your property.
Oh, yeah. Or worse, just take your property and then build a corporate structure there, like they did in New London, Connecticut, about a decade ago, where they stole dozens of homes from families that had been in the Fort Trumbull area for generations. And then they raised all those properties and built a pharmaceutical place with other businesses that were in there. It was Pfizer, I believe, that was the main kind of hub of that particular property. Pfizer ended up leaving, and then that whole place turned into a ghost town.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's nothing there now.
Don't you love them? There's them wise old up. Elves, them city planners who just know what's best for us, and they'll sell your house right out from under you to the highest bidder. And
it's legal for them to do that.
Yeah, they get away with it.
That's what the Supreme Court in the United States ruled in the Kelo versus New London case.
If it's better for the community or something.
The ruling was that as long as the city can claim that it will benefit the public, which of course means the public is code for government.
Well, one of the ways they changed in that was the public good versus the public use. So I believe the Constitution is very clear. Public use is the terminology that's in it. But they decided, the courts decided that public good was what was meant.
Meaning that their argument would be that, oh, well, if we fill out this mega complex with all these corporations,
it's going to create jobs.
We'll get more. Well, it wasn't even about the
tax revenue.
It was all about the tax revenue.
Tax revenue.
It was about the revenue because they're displacing people from their homes over this. And their excuse was, well, we're going to get more tax revenue and that's good for the public, which, of course, really just means it's good for the government. So whenever you hear government use that term public, just fill in the word government instead, and you'll get a better idea of what it is they're actually saying. Oh, the public doesn't like it? No, they mean the people who work for the government don't like it. Oh, it's offensive to the public? No, it's the people who are in the government who are offended by it. Maybe some people outside of the government, but nonetheless, you can share your thoughts here on property rights or whatever you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. You know, Trump's back in the news again. It was, what, yesterday or the day before or something like that?
He's in the news every day.
We were talking
about job.
He's in the news for another ridiculous reason. And so the other day he had said something about Muslims, they need to stop them from coming into the country.
Stop all immigration, and I think he must have moved out the existing ones as well.
Well, he said a complete shutdown on Muslims specifically, not all immigration, although you can probably get him to say that too if you ask him the right questions. This guy, in the same speech So the same one where he was talking about shutting down Muslims being able to come into the United States. According to the Independent, independent.co.uk, Donald Trump has now called for the internet to be turned off. Yeah, that's what I did when I saw this headline.
Does he not want to win? That was not a good thing to say.
I don't know what this guy's thinking. I mean, he's obviously using the internet to campaign, right? So he's going to use the internet for his own purposes and then try to shut it down if he actually gets elected.
He's just talking about certain sites, so he's not talking about the whole thing, right?
Well, thing is, we don't get the actual full speech here, so we have to, you know, maybe this is going to be out of context or whatever, but let me share you with you more of what the Independent here has to say. So the presidential hopeful said that, quote, "We've got to maybe do something with the internet," unquote, because it was being used to to radicalize people. He said that he would, quote, "see Bill Gates," unquote, so that he could look into, quote, "closing it up," unquote.
Yeah, he's not talking about the whole thing. He's talking about certain aspects where these guys are doing the recruitment, because kitty memes are staying. Facebook's
staying.
But
look, man, you shut down some of the internet, then some more is going to come after that.
Or he's going, not necessarily close it up, but actually monitor all existing sites like Facebook. And we need more monitoring going on, because they're using Facebook. They're
right.
Using the damn PS4s to communicate, so I mean...
Well, we found out that was not a true story.
No.
It did make a headline, but it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, it was in there.
It's true if you've got a comb over.
Children in America are, quote, "watching the internet, and they want to be masterminds," unquote.
$1 million.
Children in America are watching the internet, and they want to be masterminds.
All right.
Trump said, quote, "We're losing a lot of people because of the internet."
We're losing them.
I don't know what that means. We're losing people. What
Nor do
mean?
I.
Maybe more people are finding out different aspects of the same news from three peoples on the internet. It's not the news station that Trump is, more interested in his publicity being aired on.
So what he says, we're losing people, what he means is that...
The internet is airing out our dirty laundry and our skeletons, and more people are finding out about us.
Fewer people are just not buying the mainstream media and government line any longer? Is that the...
Perhaps.
Okay.
He might be referring to losing people to ISIS or something like that, that they're using the internet to recruit. Anyway, here's another quote from him. Quote, "We'll have to see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them about, maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some ways."
Well,
somebody will say, "Oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people." You laugh now, boys, but if this guy gets elected...
I know. Up against the wall, freedom of speech,
yeah,
people.
The funniest part about this is there's libertarians that support this guy. I mean, that's...
There's supposed libertarians that support the other guy, too, Bernie.
Well, I get it, but I mean...
You're not a libertarian if you're supporting people like this. Look, I guess the argument from a libertarian would be this, right? And I believe that this is what's behind people like, let's say, Chris Cantwell supporting Donald Trump. I think that those are the kind of libertarians who support increasing the state and the intensity and the violence of the state in order to hasten its end. There are certain libertarians who believe that if they vote for the worst candidate, or they, encourage people to vote for the worst candidate, and that person gets elected, that the state will crumble sooner rather than later.
So if they go around shooting people, more people will wear bulletproof vests. If they increase tyranny on their friends and their family and their neighbors, then their friends, family and neighbors will
be more likely to support
embrace
freedom.
Their ideas. What a stupid notion that
well,
is.
Well, I mean, it's not a stupid notion.
It is, because you're not leading by example.
I agree with that.
If somebody says, Chris Cantwell is a libertarian, and Chris Cantwell supports Donald Trump,
that's
then libertarians must support Donald Trump and whatever it is that he stands for.
It's philosophically inconsistent to do that, but I can understand the argument where they're coming from. I mean, it is certainly true that nothing creates a libertarian faster than the state coming after that person.
Yes, but I would question if you add the variable, the state coming after you, after a libertarian has advocated for the state come after you. Like when a libertarian says,
It muddles the message.
Good, because it highly muddles the message. Now, I get when somebody says, puts up the meme where, you wanted more state? Here's some more state, and has the cops spraying pepper spray in the socialist protester's face. I get that one.
By the way, but the same libertarians who are on food stamps or take any kind of subsidies from the government and say, I'm just trying to end the state faster, same boat, in my opinion. That's wrong.
I don't know. I don't think it's wrong to take back what's yours. 855-450-FREE. We can discuss that, though. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Maybe you support Donald Trump's viewpoint that Freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people,
up
he
against
says.
Against the wall, you're all next.
Yeah, so he's saying that some of the internet needs to be closed down. He's going to talk to Bill Gates and see if old Bill Gates can shut down.
What I appreciate from what he says is that at least he knows enough to go get an expert. Right? Like he's saying, I'm going to get an expert. And that I can appreciate, right? Like he doesn't, he's pointing out in that statement that he doesn't know everything there is to know about the internet. And he's going to go to somebody that he can talk to that does. And that's a smart thing to do. And the sort of thing that a guy like Donald Trump, who there's been some disparagement online of his business prowess, suggesting that he would have made more money finger painting than he would.
Well, the suggestion was that had he put his apparently inherited quite a bit of money and a business from his father, had he put that money into some sort of savings account with interest that he, and I forget which kind of account, there was a specific kind of account. But anyway, one of these interest-bearing accounts, that he would have made more money by doing that than whatever various different business things he's done over the years.
Well, from what I understand, the defense is not so great. I mean, that he's made a great deal of money on his own. And yeah, you know, you can always retrospectively look at if you would have done this or would have done that. If I would have bought Apple in 1994, I would be pretty darn rich. But I didn't. So, meh.
Okay, so anyway, you can share your thoughts here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Another thing about Donald Trump, and we're going to continue on this, we'll come back to the welfare discussion as well, but another thing about Trump is he is very xenophobic. He is not a fan of immigration freedom, and maybe you as a libertarian need to bone up on your immigration info.
Right.
Learn a little bit more so you can defend.
That's a schism that is huge these days, couple of months, where the immigration talk.
So you should probably know your stuff, because there's going to be a lot of people who disagree with you on this issue, and there's a new book that can help you with that.
Right, whether you're for or against immigration, whether you're a libertarian or you're not, you probably should get... You probably should read up on it and get the facts. And you can get facts from immigration, individual versus national borders. It compares economists like Hoppe and Rothbard, who adopted in their writings a position against open borders, and that's a position that many libertarians take, to those that don't. David Hathaway, he's got his new book here, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders, and it takes apart these arguments against open borders while still supporting the position that an individual's property, the property owners, has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their own property. So it doesn't have anything to do with private property. It has to do with this sort of notion of public property. You can get a copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon and get it on either as either print or Kindle. Either one of those forms is fine. It's Immigration, Individual versus National Borders by David Hathaway.
All right, so Donald Trump saying that we're losing a lot of people because of the internet. We'll have to see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them about maybe in certain areas closing that internet up in some ways. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech.
But Donald Trump don't care nothing about that.
I
got no time for freedom of speech.
He says these are foolish people. So insulting people who support freedom of speech. I mean, this guy is as anti-American, I think, as you could possibly get. He doesn't believe people should be free to come here. He doesn't believe in freedom of speech. And yet there are people cheering this man on.
I believe the argument against him being a fascist, the best argument I've seen against him being a fascist, is that Jews in the 1930s weren't doing terrorist attacks. So therefore, since the group of people that he hates on the most, of course he's after immigrants too, Jews, since they, you know, they aren't comparable to Jews in whatever way, then he's not a fascist. But this guy fits every definition of fascist out there. But fascists were popular, and they will continue to be popular. People want the state to do what they want it to do. And when somebody proposes to lead the state to do what they want it, they're going to support it. He's simply a right populist.
Are there a whole lot of Mexican terrorists in this country?
I think that you can make an argument. Okay, so there's an argument that can be made that illegal immigrants commit a disproportionately large amount of crime. But when you control for the fact that those people are disproportionately male and disproportionately sort of younger because they can make the trip,
mm-hmm.
then, and you just compare them to Americans who are of, you know, male and that age, then the numbers even out. Also, once you say, hey, look, this group of people is more likely to do this thing or that thing, you know, those Syrians are likely to be terrorists, or those Mexicans
then
are likely to be terrorists.
Everyone's monitoring that. They're all looking for it.
Well, once you say that, then you have to be, even across the board. What about the other groups out there that commit more crimes?
White male Americans already.
Yeah, males commit more crimes than females. Should we lock males in a cell until their 35th birthday in order to prevent the crimes that they may commit? I mean, it's worth it to society. Okay, I understand. They need jobs in there. We'll make, you know, a prison industry for them.
They have that.
Oh, yeah. License plates and decals.
Yeah, they can make things. What's the big deal?
Buttons.
They're dangerous. Men are dangerous. They're highly, it's like it's nine times or 10 times as likely to commit a violent crime as a woman. Why in the hell would you let these evil creatures roam our streets? For God's sakes, have to do something about it.
We need a Logan's Run button where we can just turn males off at like 21.
All right. The problem is
21st birthday. Here's your drink, son. Button off.
If you 21st,
yeah, there's problems before 21.
Right. You gotta shut them down from 14 to 35, but the problem is they learn things from 14 to 35 so that they can then become productive 35-year-olds. So you have a real difficulty there.
So Trump saying freedom of speech supporters are foolish people. I want to know if anybody out there is agreeing with him on this, because he certainly has a lot of people agreeing with him when he talks to the
drive through my damn neighborhood, and half the signs out there
are there that many?
They're Trump signs. You go up this side of the Keene and it's all Bernie. My neighborhood's Trump.
Yeah, man. I don't know what it's going to come down to. I mean, Daryl and I were talking last night, and he did point out, and rightfully so, that you know, you look at every other presidential contest that has happened in our lifetime, and the front runner in the beginning is almost never the front runner at the end. It's almost never the person who actually ends up winning.
Expecting the next thing that the thing that I have heard him say most recently to finally sink him. But it's terrifying as a Republican that I'm more scared of the offerings of the Republicans than I am of the Democrats.
Yeah, he sounded like when we were talking about him wanting to stop Muslims, as he described a complete shutdown on Muslims entering the United States. We read some of the quotes last night from the other presidential candidates in both the Republican and the Democratic parties, and they all sound reasonable compared to Trump now.
Let me make my argument for Bernie Sanders. This is how terrified I am of Trump.
Over Donald Trump.
I'm going to make my argument for Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders isn't going to get his socialist agenda through a Republican House in the same way that Barack Obama hasn't gotten his crappy agenda through a Republican House.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if Bernie Sanders is elected president, except the fact that Bernie Sanders is probably the least likely of the candidates out there, other than, say, Rand Paul, than to go bombing people's huts over in the Middle East and making more terrorists.
So does that mean you'd vote for Bernie Sanders if it was Bernie versus Donald Trump?
Only if I went to the polls with Christopher Cantwell and saw him vote for Donald Trump.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or would you vote for the Libertarian? 855-450-3733. Plus, we're still going to talk about welfare. It's Free Talk Live.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here to dial in toll-free and share whatever you want to talk about, whether it's a zombie nativity scene, Donald Trump wanting to close down portions of the internet, and or whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. It's not too late to get your holiday shopping done. And if you want to do it and save big time, you should do it sooner rather than later and go to saveatpurse.com. Save A-T Purse. Saveatpurse.com. The catch is you've got to have Bitcoin. And if you do, you can save 20, 30, 40%. You decide the amount that you want to save. And the more that you want to save, then the longer it's going to take to fulfill your order. So if you're in a rush, you want to get the shopping done sooner, set it at 20%. And you'll probably have it fulfilled within about an hour. That's been my experience. You can try it for yourself. Saveatpurse.com. I love it. Have been a user of it now for almost the entire year at this point. Have used it more than two dozen times myself. Just recently ordered three different things through Saveatpurse.com, and I did want to get most of them quickly, so I put them at 20%, and again, fulfilled within an hour or two. Pretty awesome. Saveatpurse.com. You do need Bitcoin, and this gives you a great excuse to go out and get it. By the way, Bitcoin price shot up today. And some are speculating it's because the news about Wired.com has an article out that just came out today claiming that they know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. the creator of Bitcoin. Now, obviously, it's speculation, and they have their reasoning. I haven't had a chance to look through it yet, but, man, Bitcoin shot up big time today from, like, $400 to $415 in the span of an hour.
Needs to stay there. Keep going up.
Yeah, keep on going. All right, so toll-free number 855-450-FREE. We were talking briefly a few moments ago about welfare, and, Conan, you were saying that that it's wrong for a libertarian to take welfare.
Yeah, I think that if you're going to be a principled libertarian, I don't care if it's owed to you. I don't care if you put the money into the system and you want it back, or you think you deserve it back. By the way, I usually get a lot of my taxes back at the end of the year, if I file, that is. Mm.
Why should you let them keep it? I mean, if they've stolen tens of thousands of dollars from you, why should you let them keep it?
I can't have the argument the next day saying that these projects, these programs are bad.
Sure you can. That thief stole money from me. That thief is bad. But if the thief is going to offer you a portion of the money back if you fill out a form.
Oh, yeah, the taxes. I'll definitely take those back. But as far as programs like food stamps, you know.
But that's your money.
Actually, it isn't, because I get, like I said, a lot of the money back at the end of the year.
What if you have paid money into the system and you don't get it back?
Like maybe, for example, my parents, who are actual middle class in this society, and they lose money every year. They actually pay a huge portion of their check at the end of the year, and all throughout the year they're also paying into the system. And no, they're not on any of these programs, and they're just. And this is why the middle class is falling apart in this country.
Well, Conan, I don't know if you don't know this or not, but your income tax is included welfare. So if you're getting money back, there's a chance that it's more money than you paid in.
Right. A lot of people, yeah, if I have kids or...
You do have a kid.
All right. It's all based on my... Well, I'm not claiming her this year, but I claimed her in years past.
Well, I'm just saying. Does that mean
you were taking welfare?
It probably means that. 50% of the people who file are getting money back that they didn't pay in. That's an incredible number.
What about this, Conan? You pay property taxes, right?
I do.
And there's money that goes to the local welfare department. So we're not even talking about federal welfare here. We're talking about the local welfare.
The soup shelter or whatever that's called.
No, I mean the welfare department here in New Hampshire.
But the city is actually giving money to...
They do give some money to some of the private programs, but I'm specifically talking about the city welfare department. They have that.
Yeah, these houses are cropped up all over. I know where they're at. I do a lot of curb looting.
So,
and yeah, I know where these places are, and they're very nice establishments, and a lot of these people are just out on their porch, out in their front of their house.
Look, I don't support welfare. I personally am not interested in taking it, but I think that it can be justified from a libertarian perspective in that if you have paid into this system, if you're being forced into funding this system, there's nothing inherently immoral about taking money back out of that system, even though you and I wouldn't necessarily feel right doing it. What about this aspect, Conan? Let's say you were renting a house out, and one of your tenants is going to go on welfare. So it's not you that's going on the welfare, but ultimately you're renting the house out, so the welfare money is going to pay you. And in order to get the disbursement, you have to sign off on their welfare form.
You mean like Section 8 housing? Yeah, I wouldn't accept those people into my rental.
What if they're already there?
Well, I would get them out as soon as I could. but here's another problem. This is the rental discrimination problem where they'll say, he's not renting to me because I'm on welfare. Of course, I wouldn't tell them why I was evicting them, and I wouldn't evict them. I would just get rid of them this first time they didn't pay. But I don't want Section 8 people in my house because those are more often than not, are the guys who leave holes in your wall, or they have a cat in their house.
You're talking about federal,
to.
Right? I'm not talking about federal. I've had this happen at one point. So I had tenants in the past when I owned a home. I don't own anything now as a minister in the Shire Free Church, but in the past I've had tenants. And at one point, they needed some kind of assistance from the city. And I don't think it was a Section 8. That's like a federal thing, right? Section 8?
Well, I don't know what the specifics are.
I saw the paperwork.
You had
right?
to either fill out the paperwork or not get your rent.
That's right.
Really what the decision
but
you
I,
had
I'm
to
saying,
make.
I saw the paperwork, and it didn't say anything about federal HUD Section 8. It was just City of Keene.
Yeah, they probably get their money through federal grants.
They get money from property taxes, man.
But they also get some from the state and from the Fed.
But my point being, you know, these renters were needing some assistance from the state at that point. That's what they were doing. And it was like, okay, well, do I take this money and, you know, put it in my bank? And I said, hell yeah, I will, because I paid that money in the first place. I paid the property taxes.
Right, and you've got, you've got your own bills to pay, and you've got to take care of your own business. But I would be getting rid of those guys as soon as possible. And knowing a lot of the people who come through here, my question is, did they ever get their acts together? Or are they still living off the government?
It was a short-term thing.
Because, I mean, that's the problem with the welfare is these people, they never get their acts together. They never get fixed. They just learn more tricks. They learn more programs that they can get in on. And meanwhile, the rest of us are paying for it. And you have me, Mr. Principled over here, who won't go, even though I can get on all those programs, because I don't make a whole lot of money, and I won't. I'm suffering.
Yeah. No, I don't. I like I was saying, I'm in your boat on this, right? Like, I'm not interested in doing it for myself. But if somebody else who calls themselves a libertarian is able to sort of milk the system like that, I got no problem with it. Especially if they're using that money to work against the system.
Well, that's what they usually say. But I see other aspects of that same individual where they're just lazy and they can't go out and get a job and actually pay bills like the rest of us. And they're not just doing it to tear down the state. They're doing it because they're lazy or they're inept. They're not able to go out and get a job.
Well, in the case of my tenants, they were working. They were working at this time. Both of them, I believe.
Yeah, one of your tenants was, you know, his dad is rich. And
no, I was talking about the ones who are my actual tenants. You're referring to the ones that I booted out of the house before I moved into it. Those guys weren't on welfare. They were rich daddies, for sure.
They did send you some paperwork asking you to sign that piece of paperwork so that they could get their rent paid for by the city of Keene.
I don't believe that was who you were referring to, but it doesn't matter to our listeners anyway. That was it was my other tenants who wanted this, and they had jobs.
I think the biggest thing is I just don't want to have arguments about libertarianism, about principle, about taking care of our own, about moving on to a stateless society, a utopia, with people who are doing these types of things. I think that they have already lost the argument in my book, and they need to get their acts together and to get their situation fixed before they try to have an argument with me about that kind of thing. I'm going to sit there. We can have this argument, Ian, all day long, because we're both paying our bills. But the guy who's getting $200, $300 food stamps every month, I don't want to have he's lost the argument with me.
Are you saying that person's not a libertarian?
I'm saying, well, they're going to say they are all day long because they're tearing down the state. I think it's bull. I'm calling her bull. I think that, yeah, they're not. The same way a libertarian who's voting for Trump to tear the state because they're voting for the guy who's going to bring it down all that quicker, I'm saying that they are not libertarians as well.
All right, I want to know what you think. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Can you be a libertarian and accept welfare? 855-450-3733. You can also join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Plus, if you're a Donald Trump supporter and you're still behind him, now that he is saying he wants to shut down, to close down portions of the internet, he's going to talk to Bill Gates, see if they can shut it down. Mm-hmm. That whole freedom of speech thing is way overblown, according to Trump. He says it's foolish to be for freedom of speech. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Invited to join us here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And let's go right into your calls and thoughts. We've got Doug listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hi. Mark actually made a great point earlier. He talked about how, you know, pretty much if you get the majority in, they're ruling over the minority. I think I'm putting it a little bit differently than Mark, but that really can be what we're becoming. You know, we're becoming a mob rule country. The people don't get liberty anymore. All they get can be that they want control. They want the government to work for them in their point of view and what they think of being for the common good and push it upon everybody. And that could be the whole problem. You're having it become like a tug of war. You know what I mean? Between people for mob rule, for control of the government. For welfare, we're having a lot of budget trouble here in Illinois. We're going through more money than we ever have for the fact that we don't have a budget. We're $8.5 billion in the hole in our general fund. And what program?
Jeez.
Yeah, pretty funny, ain't it?
New Hampshire's in the same boat.
Is it that bad here?
I think it's like 12. It might be.
What?
Billion?
Million. No, billion. Look it up for you.
You're talking million. You got to be talking million. We are 50th in the nation by a long shot. In addition, we have like really? $110 billion. Yeah, we have $110 billion in pension obligation, non-funded. Illinois will become another. We're going to become another Detroit. I mean, there are more people leaving Illinois than are moving in for the fact that we can't deal with it. I mean, I've called in before talking about my property bill. I have a home valued at not even $150 grand. I paid a $5,900 property bill. I mean,
we're
through the teeth here. But one thing I want to get to with the welfare had been that one program that they cut, very few that they did, had been a program to help you with the child care. And, I mean, I'm watching on TV, and there had been a lady on there, and she had multiple children, and she had been on the program for a long time. And that can be the type of thing that really can irritate me. Okay, you had one child, you couldn't afford to take care of them, and then you had many children after that. In the meantime, you're on help getting funding from the Illinois government to take care mm-hmm. of your child care.
And it's really frustrating that they put in place these programs that incentivize people to have kids, and then at the same time, in the same breath, they talk about resources being diminished. They talk about the world population being too large. I mean, it's amazing.
Right, and you know, the funny thing could be that every time, I mean, we should have had our budget put in the beginning of July. We're now at the halfway mark of the year of not having it put in. And every report that I've ever heard about their program, it can be like the people get on there, and even the people reporting it will talk about it being like an entitlement. I am entitled to that money. I should have that money. Well, why should I be taking care of your children? You should be taking care of them. You should be paying for the funding of them.
Yeah.
You know? I don't get it. To the point for Trump, I mean, I'm telling you, man, we need to look at all, we need to forget the New Hampshire idea and look at getting a rocket and move to a whole new damn planet. We're not getting anywhere here, man. Trump, Bernie, Clinton, Bush, all of them, man. I'm tired of them.
Well, I don't think we need to forget New Hampshire because the New Hampshire idea hasn't even officially started yet. I mean, we've had some tremendous success.
Well, I'm with you as soon as you can show me the rock in space idea is viable.
I
have looked at a list of near-Earth objects, and I haven't really targeted one that looks like it's going to be particularly useful. You've got to have mining out there, and what are you going to mine?
I don't know, man.
I know.
All you're doing, if you leave the country, you're going to another country where they're tyrannical.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It can be like
yep.
a different form of it. You really don't have people to get liberty anymore. Liberty can be defined pretty much to be your free will to do whatever you want to do until you have a direct impact upon another.
That's what Free Talk Live does every single day is we get on the radio and we educate people about the ideas of liberty. We don't do it in a classroom environment, but we read news stories with the very intent of doing what you say.
Right, but the problem can be here that we have people in our country that are forgetting the direct part of it. You know what I mean? Oh, my neighbor took down their tree. Therefore, that had an effect on my property and a value
sure.
on my home, and therefore I should go to my local village hall and get a law, which, by the way, they have done nationwide, get a law that you are not allowed to remove your tree on your property. You know,
yep.
they look at that being an impact, a direct impact. I should be entitled to funding for my child care for the fact that that will have a direct impact on everybody and be for the common good. And we keep moving toward that. You know what I mean? Moving toward more and more and more toward people getting an entitlement, people having control, and they're doing it through the government to control other people. We're no longer about individual freedom and liberty and private property, and I find that to be frightening.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It certainly can feel that way, I imagine, in Illinois, which is one of the least free places in the United States. I think things are better in New Hampshire generally as far as property rights are concerned. Certainly we have a brighter future here because thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are planning to move here as part of the Free State Project.
They're already here. 4,000 Free Staters in state.
That's not an accurate statement. Those people have not moved, not all of them. There are about 1,500 people who are movers, and then there's around 2,000 who are friends of the Free State Project. Can you call those Free Staters? I'm not sure.
You've gone to the website and you've signed up. I don't see any particular reason why not.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they're not the same thing as the people who've moved here.
The only option that a person who lives in New Hampshire has, once they find out
the
Free State, is the sign up as a friend.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, when you say that that there are 1,800 people in state and almost 2,600 friends in state, what else are they but Free Staters?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there.
By the way, New Hampshire state debt, $10,638,000,000.
Wow.
So, yeah, $10 million would be dropping a bucket. So, yeah, that's and we're not.
I suspect this isn't apples and apples that we're comparing between what Glenn said. He said they were 50th in the nation.
Well, California is. Let me look at California real quick because I know they are horrible. I think as far as New Hampshire is concerned, we don't really register at all. But we only have 2.3 million?
1.4.
1.4 million. 1.4 million.
Million people, yeah. So you want to comment? You're welcome to do so here, 855-450-FREE. You know, there's been some news recently about New Hampshire and the Banking Commission, specifically an article that has gone out there with a very misleading headline that says, Bitcoin now prohibited in the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Really misleading.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of people posting this on our Facebook page saying, what's wrong with this?
I know,
New Hampshire!
Someone has a Bitcoin ATM machine here in town somewhere.
I don't know of any Bitcoin ATMs in town. There is a Bitcoin vending machine here.
ATM would be giving you money.
ATM would give cash out. Yeah, and the Bitcoin vending machine only gives out Bitcoin.
Correct.
Sort of like any other vending machine. You put cash in and a product, in this case a digital product, comes out. But there's, there's been a lot of concern about this. Like, oh my God, how could this happen in the free state? Well, wait a minute. First of all, this thing snuck through. Even the Liberty reps didn't even know it happened. And secondly, the headline's completely misleading. Bitcoin is not prohibited in the state of New Hampshire. Selling Bitcoin is not prohibited in the state of New Hampshire. The only thing this particular statute did, and it's bad. I mean, there's no doubt, but it's not as bad as is being said. The only thing that it did was it put a definition for virtual currency in the banking regulations, into the banking statutes.
Well, it also drove a lot of clicks into that website. I mean, it did that.
Sure, sure. Well, that was the writing on the site, not the actions of the bureaucrats or the politicians in this case. But basically what it does was it says that anyone who's a money services business, anyone who is a so-called money transmitter, which like Western Union, these companies that deal with taking money from one person and then transmitting it to another place or at another time, holding it for somebody else, that's sort of the classic definition of a money transmitter, is basically saying that if you're going to be a money transmitter in the world of Bitcoin, that you have to get a license or a permit or whatever from the banking department in New Hampshire. And it's much more affordable to get one in New Hampshire than it is in New York. It's not as strict of requirements here. It's nowhere near as bad as New York. But again, this is not good news. I'm not trying to whitewash this and say this. No, it's actually good news. No, it's bad
news.
Does
anyone know the background on this Republican who tried to pass this? Or
she's a free stater.
Stunned.
Now, this is the bizarre part of the story. So I have yet to see her actually comment on this. So I have to go with what other people have said about this. Other state representatives who are liberty-oriented state representatives have looked at this situation. It looks like the Free Stater had initially put in a bill, and I think this was a mistake, but had put in a bill to exempt cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin from being regulated by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, it just basically put it on their radar gave the state the opportunity to come back and say, oh, we don't think that it needs to be exempted. In fact, we'd like to have it in our regulations.
Wow,
so here's our proposal.
And she couldn't take her name off the bill.
Supposedly. But on the other hand, well, we'll continue the discussion here in moments because it's been reported on here in the state, and I've got a good rebuttal. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.